Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome tonight to the Light Up Truth broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, and with that succinct introduction, I welcome you once more to the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am Michael Boldea, your humble host, and first off, my apologies for not being here last week. It was the only night we could get a sitter, and my wife and I have not been on a date by ourselves since before Melina was born, so it's been a good 5 months, probably 7 or 8, since, you know, we actually went and had a meal, like two adults, without children present. So I had to take advantage of the opportunity of a sitter, and I took my wife to dinner, and it was good to just sit quietly and enjoy some crusty bread with garlic butter. Good stuff. Anyway, my apologies. I wish I could have done it on another night. It was not possible. I tried because this program is important to me, and being able to come and fellowship with you for an hour a week is important to me. Right now, tonight, as I speak, the Boldea family is on exterminator watch. We're waiting for one to come and rid us of a combination of wasps and ants. So never a dull moment. And so if you hear doorbells or other things, just know that we're waiting on an exterminator. He was supposed to be here at 5. It is now 6:01 Central Standard Time. Still has not showed, but I hold out hope nevertheless. It's amazing when I skip a week just how much happens in the interval of 14 days. There is never a dull moment. It's astounding to me just how quickly things are moving and how many things are, how many moving pieces there are to everything nowadays. I know that nobody ever expected this to happen. Even the most vociferous supporter of the Trump presidency, doubtful that they saw this one coming, but he's been nominated already for a Nobel Peace Prize. Granted, if he pulls off North Korea denuclearization, then he is deserving of a Nobel Peace Prize, very much unlike the previous occupier of the Oval Office, who really didn't do much and was awarded the prize, his first few months in office. But this whole thing is still a long way from being hashed out. I would, however, like to point out the fact that how many times was World War III supposed to start in the interim? John Bolton was appointed World War III starting. Pompeo, which, by the way, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Christian guy. It's astounding to me how contrarian some believers can be in their thinking, where someone who is a devout Christian, who got, as one would say, in hot water for his expressed view on homosexuality and homosexual marriage, because that's why he was grilled by the Senate for so many hours, was because he made his proclamation of faith well known that he did not agree with the idea of homosexual marriage, that to him homosexuality was a perversion and a sin. And the holier-than-thou Democrat side of the aisle, they pushed at this, because they're still whipping this horse. This horse is dead. It's not going to win them any election, because people have realized instinctively that darkness doesn't stop in its desire to consume all things. It started with homosexuality. It leapfrogged to transgenderism. They're trying to pedophilia into the mainstream now. And people are realizing that this idiocy will never be satisfied. And so they can keep going on and on about LGBT, WWF, GQ, whatever, right? Nobody cares. Right? Nobody's dragging these people. Nobody's hanging these people. You're free to live your life. But allow me to live mine. Allow me to say what you are practicing is sin, and I can prove it biblically. But see, that's not happening anymore, because in states such as California, and Gino forwarded this to me this afternoon, actually, and I'm going to cold read this thing because I haven't gotten a chance to read it, but apparently there's a bill in California banning the biblical view on sexual identity. So this is from the Christian Perspective, Christian Broadcasting News, written by a man named Steve Warren, whom I do not know, but it says, Ministry cancels California conferences over bill banning biblical views on sexual identity. Summit Ministries President Dr. Jeff Myers announces the cancellation of the organization's scheduled student conferences Tuesday after the California State Assembly passed a proposed bill that legal analysts are calling an effort to limit free speech and the free expression or exercise of religion. Duh. Really? Nothing could be more obvious than that, the fact that this is what is happening in California. And again, I keep going back to this because it's relevant and it's important. Had the other side won, you would likely be in a re-education class right now. If you think I'm kidding, I'm not. Had Pantsuit Barbie managed to swindle her way to the presidency of the United States right now, today, this day, you would likely be in a re-education class. I guarantee you, neither Hillary or Bill would have hosted the National Prayer Breakfast because they had no reason to keep up appearances anymore. The mask could have fallen off completely, and the true evil intent would have been not just made known, but made manifest. And with the help of a complicit media, they would have pushed their agenda to the utmost. This is what would have happened. Again, for the millionth time, because I'm still getting emails. Oh, you have a controversial position. It's not controversial to me. Binary decision. There was no perfect choice. Now, that said, what the man did 12, 15, 20 years ago consensually doesn't matter to me unless that man desires to be my pastor. Jimmy Swaggart did it. He's still preaching on TV. And biblically, Jimmy shouldn't be. See, biblically speaking, men who are responsible for delivering the message of Christ, for feeding spiritually the sheep of God's house, are held to a higher standard. But we're trying to hold a billionaire playboy standard of a preacher, an evangelist, or a bishop. Now, I understand the self-righteous and holier than thou and the sanctimonious, they're never going to see this point of view. But the man was not in politics. He was not a politician. What the whole thing with this woman is alleged. And I know that for a split second there, everyone was wringing their hands going, what could she possibly have to gain from coming out now except for revealing the truth? You could look this up. It's an actual article that somebody sent me. There is a 10-hour wait to see this harlot dance on stage. Men, grown men, adults, most of whom or many of whom are likely married with wives and children, they're waiting in line for up to 10 hours to see this harlot dance. If it were not for the fact that she alleged a relationship, consensual relationship, with the now president of the United States, I guarantee you there wouldn't be a 10-hour wait to see her dance, because age and gravity have a way of complementing each other in a not-so-complimentary manner, if you know what I'm talking about. So, yes, there was something to gain from her coming out and telling the truth after all these years. Is it criminal? Did what he did consensually with a woman in a hotel room 15, 16, 20 years ago, allegedly, did that rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors? Since when did the narrative switch from Russia collusion to illicit affairs 15, 16, 20 years ago? When did the narrative shift? Because that's now the narrative, isn't it? It's not about Russia anymore and about collusion. That pony done died. And they beat it for a while, even after that pony done died. And they realized it was just cruel. They were beating a dead horse. Nothing came of it. And the astounding thing to me is that this is a calculated attempt at taking down a sitting U.S. president. Understand, this is what this whole Mueller probe has become. Because if it were above board, on the up and up, as the kids like to say, this thing should have been over with by now. They found nothing of Russian collusion. This was the mandate of the probe to see if there was Russian collusion. That was it. But now it's just fishing for anything and everything. And I know that the Democratic aisle, the Democratic side, who react emotionally to everything, don't really care how they go about impeachment. They don't really care if there is any evidence that crimes were committed. They just want impeachment. The problem is this. Most people are seeing this for what it is, and they're disgusting. They're disgusted with it. It's a disgusting display of the swamp doing what it does best, attempting to survive. Now, most people, as I said, see this for what it is. Let's face it. Come on. Even those of you that hate Trump with a passion have to acknowledge the fact that there's no there. There are no high crimes and misdemeanors. Legally speaking, they've got nothing. But 60-odd million people voted for Donald Trump. Now, let's do a little math. I talked about this with the people in the office. This is how myopic hatred makes you. Because the Democrats are not thinking this through at all. Their hatred has made them myopic. All they want is the result by any means necessary. They don't care about the outcome, the consequence, the blowback of the result, if it does occur. So let's go back to mathematics. I like mathematics. 60-odd million people voted for Donald H. Trump, went out believing in the duly democratically elected process. They believed that their vote counted. They cast their vote. And by some miracle, because let's face it, everyone was scratching their head the morning after, Donald Trump became president. Now, of those 60 million people that voted for him, let's be conservative. Let's say half of those people own a firearm or two. So that brings us down to 30 million. 30 million people. Now, let's take that 30 million people and say that 5% of those will get so fed up with the corruption, will get so fed up with where their nation is headed, that they'll be willing to take up arms. You've got 1.5 million people that are armed, that know how to shoot, angry enough to do unspeakable things. And FYI, to all the starlets and effeminate men and newscasters, hashtags aren't bulletproof. Keep that in mind. Look, if ever there was a clearer path to revolution in this country, I haven't seen it. This is getting scary. I just gave you a hypothetical situation of how an internal revolution could be sparked in this country, started by the communists. Because it's the communist agenda trying to bring this president down. They were so close to their brass ring and it all went asunder. And they can't deal with it. They can't cope with it. They have to try to do their best to bring him down. And I guarantee you, the minute he's brought down, their target becomes Pence. Because to them, this is an illegitimate presidency. It's not the way they planned it. And who are you to go against their will? And so, the DC power structure right now is doing its utmost to manufacture anything that they could use to unseat this president. This is the reality of it. But let's go back to California and their, well, you know, elimination of free speech and exercise of religion. The ministry canceled two conferences scheduled at Biola University this summer. This is the California Assembly Bill AB 2943, by the way. Look it up. It's real. This is not the Babylon Bee. Although sometimes you wish it were, but it's not. When I heard about the California Assembly bill, I thought, so this is the kind of trick leftists pull when they have a veto-proof majority in a state legislature, Meyer said in a press release. But when AB 2943 actually passed the California House, I got chills. Now, again, I need to point this out. What is happening on a state level would be happening on a federal level had the other side won. Their agenda was very clear. California is also trying to pass legislation wherein a parent legally cannot pull their child from a sex ed class that teaches homosexuality, transgenderism, and every other perversion under the sun. Legally, you cannot pull your kid from the class. You have no rights as a parent anymore in California. Shut up and take it. The system knows better. It takes a village. Remember? Remember? Who said it? Who said it? Who said it takes a village? Government's number one priority is to raise your kids. It was Hillary Rodham Clinton. this was their plan all along. And somebody just upturned their apple cart. And they are not very happy. So yes, free speech no longer free in California. It's astounding to me. The proposed measure, now listen to this, includes a prohibition on efforts to change behaviors or gender expressions or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings towards individuals of the same sex. So what they're saying is that there no longer remains a moral arbiter. You can't call sin sin anymore. It's prohibited for you. Anything that would insult or otherwise make sad some confused young person who thinks that they're the opposite gender. It's prohibited for you to voice your objection to the abomination of same-sex intercourse, let's say. Calling the bill the most blatant chilling of free speech in America in my lifetime, and it is, Myers said he thinks the bill will ultimately pass in the state Senate and will be signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Welcome to the future. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen if we take our eye off the ball. See, the long game for these people is astounding. They're patient. They will sacrifice of themselves. They'll move into a state that they despise just so that they can shift the electorate. Do you understand this? Because to them, agenda is supreme. And their agenda is this misguided utopia that has absolutely no chance of being a reality. Bottom line, AB 2943 is a dog whistle to the left that Christians holding traditional views are fair game for discrimination, smears, and frivolous lawsuits. Indeed. Remember the bake me a cake? Imagine that on steroids. Imagine 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 so-called activists going to every tiny church in California on a Sunday morning hoping to hear something that offends their homosexual sensibilities so they can then go sue the church, the pastor, for offending them. You see, we're living in a culture where people are looking to be insulted. We're living in a culture where people are looking to be slighted, waiting, camera phone in hand, for you to say something that marginally offends them. And then they blow it out of proportion. They hem and haw and scream and sue. And they know that they'll likely win because the previous administration is a deck with judges who despise morality. They stack the deck with judges who despise Christians and Christianity. Understand that you're at war. Don't make more enemies than you need to. Because you'll be all alone trying to fend off everybody, and you ain't going to do it. They'll get to you. If they're not against us, they be for us. Wise words from Jesus. So let's continue with this, because I'm glad I don't live in California anymore for many reasons. But now, I've added a new reason to why I'm glad I don't live in California. Because things are getting heady out there. And I don't think we're afar off from me encouraging you to pray for our brothers in California as they are being persecuted. Think on that for a while. But yeah, Trump, this whole administration, evil, you know, trying to pretend like they're Christian by having the prayer breakfast and stuff. Yeah. Imagine what today would have been had the other side actually managed to pull it off. All right, let's get back to this. Let's say, bottom line, again, AB2943 is a dog whistle to the left that Christians holding traditional views game for discrimination, smears, and frivolous lawsuits. It denies constitutional protection to those who hold traditional views of sexuality and marriage. The release noted, with this legislation looming, I decided to suspend our California conference and arrange for registrants to join us at one of our other locations. Summit will not bend God's truth to accommodate the state of California. Well, amen to that. Nor can we put our students, staff, and faculty at risk. You know what? If the other side has its way, come 3.5-4 years, you're going to be running out of states to be able to hold a meeting in. Because this is going to spread. Judicial activism is a cancer in this nation. And the other side knows how to use the law to destroy the law. It's the most astounding thing that I've seen as far as legislative jurisprudence is concerned. It's not going to stop with California. California is a bellwether, man. As California goes, so go every other liberal. Minnesota is probably going to be next. And you know what? Nobody's going to shed a tear when you're dragged into court and sued and have your possessions confiscated and given to some homosexual or some cross-dresser because you dared call it sin in your church. Because when you could have done something, when you could have stood, when you could have fought, when you could have made your voice heard, pick at irrelevant things. Because it made you feel good to feel superior to other people. We deserve it, man. Honestly, the church today deserves a healthy dose of persecution. Because we didn't know how to appreciate freedom. We didn't know how to take the time that we had and actually make it meaningful. Fortunately, I hadn't read this far, but this is ironic. Fortunately, we're still free to present our conferences in the 49 states. And that's exactly what we're going to do, Myers explained, the press release. For now, Mr. Myers, for now. Myers also had a warning for arrest for the rest of the country. Wow. See, he's getting to it. Do not be fooled. This insanity is coming to every state, Iowa, Arizona, Florida, all of them. We must be on guard and work towards restoring common sense governance, he said. Okay. Would it not have been 1,000 times easier to be vigilant throughout than to attempt to now restore common sense governance? Look, the people that have the reins of power don't want to give it up. The entrenched individuals don't want to be ousted. And I've tried to look at this from every angle. It's what I do. I see a problem, and first I assess it. I analyze it to the point that I almost drive myself mad. I don't see a restoration of common sense governance without bloodletting. See, the idea of revolution is not just possible anymore. It's highly likely and probable. Because to restore the nation to constitutionality, to common sense governance, means to wrench away the reins of power from people who just simply don't want to do it. Look, I read an article earlier this week, and it got to me because the man has children, but the system doesn't care. He used to be some low-level guy in Trump's campaign, something to do with communications. Anyway, the Mueller machine got a hold of him. And by the time they were done with him, he'd spent himself into poverty, got kicked out of his home, and he was testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And he laid out how a system that was supposed to protect the citizen had utterly destroyed his life. And this is the scary thing in this country now. You can't just disagree with somebody politically. If you disagree with somebody politically, then you have to be destroyed for it. Your livelihood has to be taken away. Your family has to be torn apart. You must become a pauper, scrounging for food in a trash can if it was up to the other side. Because they're a vindictive, spiteful bunch of people. And that's who you wanted to be your president? But, he's got orange hair. I don't care. 1,000 times better than the alternative. Anyway, let's continue. By the way, still no World War III. Ha ha ha. According to the California Family Council, some legal experts have concluded the bill targets the ability of religious nonprofits, churches, and pastors from teaching and practicing their faith regarding sexual orientation and gender. The bill would also ban books from being sold in California. Okay, listen to this. The bill also ban books from being sold in California that tells people to trust in the power of Jesus Christ and his gospel. So basically, the only religious books that could be sold in California would be Joel Osteen's Library of Writings. I know. That was low-hanging fruit. Had to go there. But yes, so there you go. This is freedom. Land of the free, home of the brave. First Amendment. Yep, California. Soon to be followed by 49 other states. Because the church was asleep at the wheel. Because we hemmed and hawed and bickered among each other. Because we couldn't see the forest for the trees. Because we didn't understand grace when it was handed to us on a platter. Because we expected perfection of others when we ourselves were far from perfect. See, I don't care about the image that you try to project. You know you. This is why people tell me that I'm an oddity. They scratch their heads and they don't know where to place me. Because I don't pretend perfection. I strive for it. But every single day I fall short. Whether in my speech or in my thoughts, getting angry at somebody that cut me off or that breaks short, whatever it is. All of us fall out of the state of perfection repeatedly on a daily basis. And all we can do is repent and understand that God knows us and He receives a repentant heart. But it would be the height of hypocrisy, anyone to expect someone who does not know Christ intimately to have achieved the perfection that they are striving for, having known Christ for many, many years. I know you're going to have to rewind that and play it again because it was a deep thought. That's okay. I have one of those once in a while. Just don't be a hypocrite, man. That's all I'm saying. Don't expect perfection from someone that only had a tangential knowledge at best of God. When pastors and preachers and evangelists are doing 10 times worse, all the while calling themselves men of the cloth and the apple of God's eye. See, everyone was apoplectic about the fact that the man was divorced 3-4 times. If you eliminated every pastor in America that was divorced and remarried, you'd be surprised how few pastors were left. So holding someone to a standard that you won't even hold your pastors, a bit hypocritical. But let's continue with the wise men and women of California. And at the head of the spear, the wisest of them all, Jerry Brown. You know what, California, you deserve it. You deserve the full cup. Everything that's about to come on you, you deserve it. You'll know what I'm talking about when you see it. It's not afar off. Because, see, God doesn't sleep. He does not slumber. He doesn't get distracted. God doesn't own a PS4. He's not an Xbox fan. He's never played Nintendo. God is an immaculate record keeper. And there is not one rebellious thought or action. There is not one encouraged abomination. There is not one silencing of his children that he has not taken into account. And with each of these, another drop is added to the cup of wrath. And eventually it gets full and begins to overflow. And at some point, God decides to pour it out. California, it's coming. The cup is about to tip. As a result, it could be a violation if a pastor encourages a congregant to visit the church bookstore to purchase books that help people address sexual issues, perhaps including the Bible itself, which teaches about the importance of sexual purity within the confines of marriage between a man and a woman. Notice that the state of California does not have a problem with the Quran, even though many Quranic scholars of the Islamic persuasion believe wholeheartedly that the Quran teaches that you should take an impure man such as a homosexual and dispose of him, end his existence on earth, you know, and throw him off a building, light him on fire. But somehow the state of California has no problem with that. It's you, pesky Christians. You, they have a problem with. Because, see, even in their godless, deluded, hedonistic state, they know that the Bible and Christ Jesus are the only things that can truly transform a life. And they don't want that to happen. They know the power of the word, perhaps inherently, than some Christians do. And this is why they're fighting tooth and nail to stifle it. Now, you know what? The tragedy of it all is that some so-called Christians are going to go along with it. They're just going to keep their mouths shut. We don't want to make waves now, do we? We got a nice church building. We got enough cash in our coffers to pay salaries for a few years. Let's just go along to get along. And this is how we got here. This is how we're going to get further, because the church was silent. Because our motto wasn't stand for truth. Our motto was go along to get along. That's what it got you. Worse is coming. Anyway, we have a letter from my brother Douglas, if I can find it. And he was asking for some clarification. All right, let's see here. Because I know that Gino sent it to me. And that one I managed to open, so I want to get to that before the program ends. Because there's a lot more we could be talking about. It's just, everything that's happening is astounding to me. But I think that it's important for us to answer questions when we get them. See, I've got mail. And as soon as I'm able to bring that up, I'm going to read Brother Douglas's question, hopefully have a salient and scriptural answer for him. I would also ask that you pray for someone who recently found out they may be going through a heavy trial. It's Katie's mom. Just remember Katie's mom in your prayers, please. Pray for this radio program. Pray for my family. Just pray. If you've got nothing to pray for, pray for peace, because we're going to need it. All right. I found the email, and it says thusly, "Dear Brother Michael, there is a brother in our congregation that has a woman living with him. He says they are not having sex and that she has nowhere to go. I told him this is not pleasing to God. He says they used to be boyfriend and girlfriend." Aha, the plot thickens. I told him he's putting himself in a place of temptation and ruining his witness to the world. What else should I do? Well, you have done all that you can. Because all that we can do is stand on truth. And if someone asks, you tell it to them. But the Word of God tells us to flee even the appearance of evil. Look, this thing has boils on it. You know, this fish don't stink. Because once you were boyfriend and girlfriend with someone, by boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm not imagining that they held hands in the summer and shared a cone of ice cream. Because nowadays in these United States, being boyfriend and girlfriend means a lot more than that. So it's not just the absence of fleeing the appearance of evil. It's putting yourself in evil's path, hoping that you're strong enough to overcome urges from an inferior position because the person's living with you. If you want to find an excuse for sin, you're going to find it. That's the reality of the world we're living in. There's pastors with congregations of tens of thousands of people that have made a cottage industry out of finding excuses for sin. There's always a justification. And he might be completely honest, and they might not be having intercourse at this juncture. But given enough time and the right circumstances, the devil doesn't sleep either. And this is one of those things that, whether you've been a believer for 50 years or 5 days, it's something that you have to be cognitive of. That the enemy patiently waits for the perfect time to strike. You don't want to put yourself in a position that makes it that much easier for the enemy to fell you. Let me use this analogy because I just got back on the wagon. Now, before anybody gets troubled, by that I mean I started a diet. I know what works for me and my body type. Best diet for me is something called the ketogenic diet. So basically it's eating high fat, medium protein, and no carbs. It's not easy at the beginning because you get something called the keto flu, which you just feel horrible for the first 5 days. It's your body adapting to burning a different kind of fuel, basically. I'm not trying to teach you a diet, but you go from burning carbohydrates to burning fats. So your body's adjusting to that metabolically. Now, imagine me saying, I'm going on the keto diet. And then going out and summarily buying 50 cakes and putting them all over my house. And every single day, every single minute, let's just pretend these cakes never spoil, okay? They never go bad. They look beautiful and they smell that smell of cake. Have you ever smelled a really good, like, red velvet cake? Angel food cake or a warm brownie. Imagine that smell throughout my house with 50 cakes of all kinds. Cakes that I once loved. Cakes that I indulged in. Everywhere around my house. I may resist the first day. I may resist the second day. But there will likely come a point where the smell of the cake and the look of the cake and my hunger level, or the fact that somebody cut me off in traffic, or I'm feeling down, or something will trigger it. And I'll be stuffing my face with that brownie. Don't surround yourself with cake when you're starting a diet. Those of you that understand what I'm trying to say will understand what I'm trying to say. Don't put yourself in a position where it makes sinning easy. I know someone who said, I go into strip clubs just to witness to the strippers. But that same person had an issue with let's call it onanism as well as other things. So don't you tell me you're going to try to convert strippers in a strip joint when you're battling lust every day of your life, when that's your battle. Because all of us have a battle. All of us have some area in our lives that we're more sensitive to than others. Learn to identify your weak spot and shore up your weak spot until it becomes stronger than all the rest of you. This person apparently was once this man's girlfriend. Now, is he certain of her intentions? Are her intentions pure? Does she perhaps want to get back into his good graces? Because I've been around long enough to have seen everything as far as male-female relationship is concerned, and the way that friendships can turn into something more if you're not careful, and people destroying their marriages and their lives because they allowed something to grow when it ought to have been exterminated. And with that, the exterminator's here because I heard the doorbell. But my wife's downstairs, so we still have 5 minutes. So hopefully, Brother Douglas, I've answered your question. You can play this for your friend. But as far as what you can do, your hands are clean. You've told him what the Word of God says. You've told him that, look, Your testimony, your witness, is all you have. If your witness is lacking, if it's non-existent, then you can talk about Jesus till you're blue in the face. People that know you will ignore you or reject you because there's no witness backing up your assertion. So that's how important witness is. Now, if you have a good witness, why sully it? If you have a good witness, why endanger it? Look, if your intentions are pure, I'm sure there's someone in the church that would take this young lady in. Perhaps a widow woman in the church that needs help around the house. Perhaps a single mother that needs help with the children. There are many, many ways in which you can help this young woman, letting her live under your roof when once you were boyfriend and girlfriend, not one of them. So that's my two cents. I know everyone feels sad for me now because I can't eat cake, but don't. It's every time summer rolls around, I lose a 30, 40 pounds. And when winter comes, I hibernate. So it is what it is. But we're coming to the end of our program. I thank you for listening. I thank you for joining us. Thank you for keeping us in your prayers. As I said, please pray for Katie's mom. Continue to pray for Brother Douglas's wife. And pray for wisdom in this hour. Because there's a lot of hyperbole going on in the church and among Christians. Everything's the end, but the end is the end. Until the end, we must work. Until the end, we must fight. Until the end, we must do the work of Christ. Until the end, we must be ambassadors of the kingdom. Hopefully, the plan is I will be with you again next Thursday, live. I if not live, then I'll record something. If I can get a sitter again, I would love to take my wife to dinner again. But if I record it, it'll be the same day, and so all the information will be fresh. Until next time, may God bless you. May He keep you. Have a good evening, and Gino, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mike. I just want to ask everyone again to pray for Katie's mom, as Mike asked, and also May 16th, everyone listening between YouTube and Blog Talk, we're going to have a day of prayer for God to intervene in our area, Dodge County, for the closing down of three strip clubs, Lebanon, Juneau, and Climbing, Wisconsin. Tonight, we just want to urge you to take a day of prayer, not just 1 hour, but throughout the day, call on the Lord when He puts it on your heart to pray that God will work through some leadership in the area that is rising up to say enough's enough. There's been, as I spoke last Thursday, a federal indictment of five girls involved in a pimp trafficking them. And I don't want to get too, you know, I spoke the whole show on it last week, what's going on. So I want to urge you to take May 16th and pray. Of course, we prayed every day, but that's a special day that we're urging the church leaders in our area and other areas to pray that God will do three things. One, shut down this terrible trafficking going on in our state. Two, shut down these clubs. Three, save the owners and that they find Christ. And any people affiliated with these clubs, that God will continue to expose this tremendous web of evil. And so again, we want you to pray with us May 16th. And for more information on this broadcast, you can go to handofhelp.com. Also, if you have a question for Mike or a news article that you'd like to get to him, email it to lightoftruth@handofhelp.com. God bless you all. Pray that you have a blessed night and a blessed Friday tomorrow. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.